When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Grab my phone. Had to go tinkle anyway. And really not that bad. Is it actually cleaned up right now? That's the big question. Is it right now clean? No, I haven't had time. I've been working all morning. Pooh Bear says, you're going to have to get this. I go, I'm going to. I absolutely will. I will pick it up, and then I'll get the carpet scrubber, and we'll clean the hell out of that thing. Chris says, LOL, it's just chilling in the room. Yeah, it literally is chilling. It's cold. It's cold barf now on the floor. And I was grinding. I was doing the morning radio show here, of course, on Q100. And while I was doing Q100, I was pulling clips for Who Are These Free Beers. And so I didn't have a second. So, yeah, it's still actually there, which I will clean it up when we get a little further along in the day eventually. Did any of you see the video outside of the during Super Bowl week when Patrick Mahomes' father, Pat, used to be a pitcher in baseball. Doesn't matter who he played for. And he encountered, do you remember the name John Rocker? Rocker, he was kind of a dick. Nobody liked that guy. I think he did like racist shit. I'm pretty sure that the character Kenny Powers on Eastbound and Down was inspired by John Rocker. In fact, I know that to be true. What a show. God, was that funny. They got into it. This is the scene. Pat Mahomes, that's Patrick's dad, is in the red hoodie. Okay, what the fuck? Okay, here comes Rocker, got the drink in hand, and he's going to approach Pat Mahomes and stick out his hand to shake his hand, and Pat Mahomes slaps it. By the way, Rocker is about four times bigger now than what he was when he played. He looks like the Hulk. Okay, a lot of finger pointing, a lot of fuck yous. Rocker looks like he's drunk or just weird. Okay, so you see that and you're wondering what's going on. Well, it's been announced that Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy, he does an event every year called Rough and Rowdy, where people just like beat the shit out of each other. And it's like very well attended. People watch it from all over the place. I think you can watch it online. You can be there in person and see it. It's a big deal. A couple days after this video hit, it was announced that these two idiots will be fighting at Rough and Rowdy. So then I'm like, well, this was all a work. Everything we saw here is bullshit. Made to look random, but it's not. the only thing that's interesting here is that John Rocker is built like a brick shithouse. I don't believe anything anymore. After that Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, I don't believe anything. What a crock of shit. David says it's always a setup. Yoda World says it's more wrestling. But yeah, that is what's going on. They're going to fight at Rough and Rowdy. Whatever the fuck that is. Well, I mean, I know what it is, but it's like, come on now. Let's see. Did Page Views do it again, or did Page Views do it again? So they're already speculating about it. This is Dave Portnoy, who sometimes I like him. A lot of times I don't.
All right, breaking news. I don't know if you saw this little beef on Bourbon, the beef on Bourbon Street this past weekend. John Rocker and Pat Mahomes Sr. going at it, almost broke out in a fight. I guess they fucking hated each other since their playing days, baseball. I mean, I guess not surprising. Everyone has beef with John Rocker. But they signed the fucking paperwork. Guess what we got, boys and girls? Rough and Rowdy, April 19th, Wheeling, West Virginia. Bad Friday. Two guys, none of this, like, you know, I liked Tyson, Jake Paul. They're great. They're fucking making up and, like, fucking each other after the fight. This is real bad blood. And just to show that I don't hold grudges, I know Patty Mahomes, the Super Bowl guy, the guy who just got doors blown off, said he hated Barstool. Well, now your dad's fighting in our company against John Rocker, so I'm going to save a seat, free of charge. Patty Mahomes and crew, no bad blood. We can make up, watch your dad fight. That's an open invite. You say you don't like us, I get your dad to fight John Rocker and Rough and Rowdy. April 19th, Bad Friday.
Ugh, this is so fucking stupid. Senior is a drunk, I think. I think he might have been hammered. They talk about that. But it's just dumb. God. Chris says, Portnoy looks rougher and rougher by the week. Look at his skin. Put the bottle down, my man. Oh, absolutely. Holy shit. More from the Kansas City Chiefs. Receiver Kadarius Toney, he's all right. Lose the Super Bowl, strangle your woman. He was arrested last week over these allegations, according to TMZ Sports. I have the mugshot. Yeah, you can't trust a guy who shaves his eyebrows off. Maybe he doesn't. I think they're just very low. They're like close to the top of his. No, I think he shaved them off. I think this is where they were, where the skin is lighter. Going bald, yet wears his hair like this. He looks like, do you remember that bit on the show In Living Color back in the 80s? This is a bad reference, but some of you might get it. With David Alan Greer and the other guy. I don't know. Damon Wayans. Men on Film. That's what Kadarius Toney looks like. One of the dudes on Men on Film. David says it's a good reference. I guess Tony said, all right, I've had enough of this, or whatever, and decided he wanted to strangle his woman. According to police documents, actually, I take it back. He's not with the Chiefs right now. He was cut because it says the former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver. He put his hand around a woman's throat during a dispute at a Georgia residence January 14th and squeezed with enough force to cause her to be unable to breathe. The documents state the alleged attack left the woman with red marks on her neck and a word I can't pronounce, hemorrhaging in her eyes. Additionally, authorities wrote in the documents that Tony took the woman's phone from her during the altercation in order to prevent her from dialing 911. He was, he's 26 years old, thrown behind bars on February 6th on a charge of aggravated assault. Why does it take so long to arrest a guy? I don't know. So I'm not sure if that is felony or not, but, and one charge of obstructing slash harassing 911 calls, $25,000 bond on each count. Most recently, I think he played with, the Cleveland Browns. That's bad news right there. Yeah, keep your hands to yourself, asshole. My God, how hard is it? More stupidity. Neo-Nazis in Cincinnati, Ohio. They decided they were doing a march. Well, they were doing a march on an overpass over the freeway. And so they're all dressed up in their stupid costumes, waving their dumb flags, doing their my heart to yours. What do you call it? Elon Musk. Hey, here you go. All that shit. And the locals nearby there, they got wind of this and they showed up there to kick their ass. And it's all pissed off black dudes. And there's like two or three cops right there. We're going to watch the body cam footage of the cops trying to calm down the mob that wants to beat up the Nazis. Chris says fucking Illinois Nazis. That's a reference to the Blues Brothers. It was just like that. And Bob says, please tell me this ended a la the Blues Brothers. No, not quite. I wish it did. Because they would have had to have jumped off of the overpass onto the concrete below them and then be killed. Nothing like that happened. But we live in a world where if the good guys want to kick the bad guys' ass, the cops have to protect the bad guys. This is how that unfolded. You'll be able to see bits and pieces of it. I'll pause and go back and forth if we have to. Here we go.
I pay property taxes, bitch,
sir.
I own my
shit.
Okay, so that's the dude saying, I own my shit. I own my shit. He's walking towards that area where that fence is. And then this cop here, this Ohio state trooper, is going to stop that guy.
Bitch, sir. I own my shit.
Get that.
I own my shit, sir.
Okay, the chick's saying, sir, sir. But they're not really trying hard to stop these black guys.
I own my shit.
You understand why we're out
okay,
here?
There's the neo-Nazis. These guys here.
My guys aren't
going to
get out of here.
Okay. So this is a clip where the neo-Nazis are talking about how they want to get out of there because they end up leaving because the response by the local blacks is so strong that they realize, let's get the fuck out of here before we get our asses kicked.
We got a vehicle right over there, a Jeep with a dog in it.
Okay, now back to the locals getting pissed. This guy here, he's got a shirt. It says 56 wins, 37 TKOs. I don't know what the fuck that is. Some boxer. He's a fan of him or something like that. Maybe it's actually him.
Hey, come on.
Okay, did you hear that guy? You got the wrong neighborhood. They're right. You know, these people take pride in their community. And that's risky business, I think, if neo-Nazis are going to go and wave their fucking flags in a neighborhood where, you know, the street rules here. You get out of line in the fucking street. I mean, if you mind your own business, you'll probably be fine. You don't probably want to be out there after dark. But, you know, you even on a bright, sunny day, they're going to kick your fucking ass.
Hey, come on. It's not working. It's not working.
I got the wrong neighborhood.
Guys, it's not working.
Okay, so now the cop is like, guys, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Lincoln Heights, Ohio. That's probably it. It's not worth it, guys.
Here it comes. Now we're coming to y'all neighborhood and do this.
It's not worth it, guys. Hey, it's not worth it. We'll get that.
Okay, so now if I'm the cop, like you're seeing it from his point of view, if I'm the cop, I want on the camera my voice saying, it's not worth it, guys. Don't do this. But the camera cannot pick up the cop's face. So the black guy needs to see the cop winking when he's saying, it's not worth it, guys. Or like, you know, doing some type of gesture that the camera doesn't pick up so that these black guys will get the message. When he says it's not worth it, he actually means it is worth it. Go and beat their ass.
We'll get that. It ain't worth it, man.
It is.
This guy says it is.
It's not worth it.
You know it is.
Okay, I agree with the guy. It is worth it. By the way, that's a Muhammad Ali t-shirt.
Hey, y'all gotta get out of here.
It's not worth it, Thurman.
Honestly, if one time, if the police knew they had to be there and then they intentionally had car trouble and just let this all play out, you would never, ever see these neo-Nazis do this again. It would never happen again. We need an instance where it does happen where the locals beat the shit out of the Nazis. The only reason why they're doing this is because they're manipulating our Constitution and taking advantage of things and having these protections to them. And we all know that that is horrible and completely wrong. But, you know, it's moments like this that the Constitution needs to go out the window. I don't give a fuck who has a right to free speech or the right to assemble. You beat the shit out of these assholes. You break the rules. Who cares?
Get that up out of here.
All right, looks like one of the black guys got one of the flags. You know what I love about these black guys here? They're all old. You know, they don't give a fuck. They've got old man strength. Part of me wants me to look up soul food restaurant in Lincoln Heights, Ohio, and make a phone call. Patrick says he loves vigilante justice. Wolverine Bronco says exactly, just let the beatdown happen. My God. Bob says typical Ohio behavior. Molly says, I'm so fucking embarrassed to live in the USA in 2025. God damn. Look, I don't think there's anything to be embarrassed about, madam. This is still the greatest nation in the world. And don't forget, we've got a president who wants to make it great, even more great. Molly says, I'm from Ohio and I don't act like this. Well, only half of the group was a problem, the Nazis, who probably weren't even from Ohio. I give all those locals that were wanting to kick the Nazis' ass, those are great citizens. That's outstanding, you know? Yeah, I think that if Trump is behaving the way he is, he needs to make sure that things like this do happen. But you know that won't, because right now, a neo-Nazi is running America. I mean, let's be honest here. Musk is the guy in charge. I think on that we can all agree. All right. As always, thank you to the sponsors. Grand Rapids Gold are back at it for basketball coming up on the 22nd of this month. GrandRapidsGold.com is their website. It is Paw Patrol Night. Oh, my God. On Saturday the 22nd, get yourself a group bunch of tickets ready to go for your kids and neighbors, whatever. Get together a group of people and go to the Grand Rapids Gold basketball game. I will be there for Paw Patrol Night. All the characters, your kids are going to love it. That is Saturday, February 22nd, with your Grand Rapids Gold. Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance, found online at buyinsurancehere.com, is there when you need him. So if you are in between jobs or you're self-employed or your employer does not offer you health care, when it comes to getting your health care, have Frank help you every step of the way through healthcare.gov. The website you check out is buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. For more information, Frank works for free. Well, for you, for free. He gets paid by insurance companies. Frank can also help you if you or someone you know or love is wanting to take advantage of Medicare. You're at that stage of your life, maybe thinking about retirement or whatever. Or your Social Security planning. There's some steps that have to take place so that you do this correctly. Buyinsurancehere.com. While I'm at it, Tag Accounting, online at tagcpa.net, is here for you when it comes to getting your taxes done this year. Online at tagcpa.net, and you can reach out by calling 616-301-9516, 616-301-9516. Just call that number, or you can email Troy yourself, Troy@tagcpa.net. Say, hello, Eric recommended me to you. I need you to do my taxes. I live in whatever state you live in. And he'll handle the rest. You'll upload your documents to his online portal, and then your taxes get done. A couple days later, money shows up in your account, and that's it. Outstanding. Tagcpa.net. That is tagcpa.net. All right. Jeremy says, a free beer style transition. Speaking of Nazis, the Grand Rapids, I'm not even going to say it. I might get in some kind of trouble. Wolverine Bronco said, don't forget that J.D. Vance said Trump is America's Hitler. Yeah, how did he become vice president? Joe Martinez is here. He says, inflation, groceries, cars, eggs, housing, all going up in price, definitely making America great again. Yeah, I did see the eggs thing. But what a lot of people don't realize is that a massive amount of the bird population died because of that outbreak of bird flu. As much as I love throwing Trump under the bus, the eggs thing has nothing to do with inflation. When you lose a good portion of your egg layers, that's, I guess, going to cause the price to go up. The people who actually provide the eggs to for us to buy, they've been hurt dramatically by the amount of product that they can actually sell. So they had to raise the price. So most Americans know that. In fact, I think Joe might be the only one who doesn't know that. Now, when it comes to other parts of inflation, I don't even know who's responsible for that either, but I've always maintained that presidents don't control the cost of gas. Shit like that. Biden was not responsible for that. So, sorry, Joe. I can't really let you get away with that. The cost of eggs has nothing to do with Donald Trump. However, you've heard about these tariffs. Now, when those tariffs kick in, the price of the goods that these nations are allowing to come into the U.S. or wanting to come into the U.S., they're going to raise those prices. So it's pretty tough for Trump to distance himself from the idea that he has nothing to do with the price of those products going up, cost of fuel, whatnot. So I think that is legitimate. I mean, you gotta be a reporter in the reporting pool for the president and say, so what are you doing to slow down inflation? Because he's not doing anything to slow down inflation. But eggs, not so much. All right. Nick says that the egg shortage is from the liberal free-range agenda. You dummy. By the way, I cannot believe you were not at the rink last night. It was going to be another Newport pregame dance party, and you fucking blew it. God damn it. All right. Where are we now? Okay. Talked about Kadarius Toney. Talked about body cam footage. This one is ugly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another Teacher of the Year candidate. Earlier in this year, in January, I believe it was, there was a teacher in the Ravenna area. You only know that if you live where I live, but it doesn't matter because it's still a story that's fucking crazy. The 50-something-year-old special education teacher from the Ravenna Public Schools. The name is Paul Masko or Masko, M-A-S-K-O. Authorities became aware that he's got child porno and he's having sex with one of the students of the school. Now, I don't know if this is a special education student. I just know that the investigation has led to these charges. Let's get into it a little more. When it all broke, he immediately resigned. The school district sent out a memo saying, all right, guess what? The child porno he had, it was pictures of the child. And he also is being accused by cops of bringing the child to his house for a weekend of sex. It was like sex weekend for 53-year-old Paul Masko and a young girl. He became the target of an investigation after somebody called Child and Protective Services in late January. I guess the young girl's sister had found out about this. And she turned around and said to authorities that her sister told her, hey, I'm going over to Mr. Masko's house to have sex with him, according to this story. So the cops go to Masko and they go to the student. And they go, hey, Masko, did you have sex with this kid? And he says, no. And then they went to the student. They said, young girl, did you and Masko have sex? And she says, no way. I did not have sex with Masko. Shockingly, though, later on that day, this is a small community, the detective, and I guess maybe they were following him or keeping an eye on him or whatever, you know, kind of like you might see in a TV show. They caught Masko driving around in his car with the student, taking her to her home. So they stopped the guy and he goes, what the fuck is going on here? And he goes, oh, yeah, I just saw her walking on the side of the road and decided to give her a ride home. I bet you did. However, they also found out that he was lying. Surveillance cameras captured Mosco after the interview with the cops. They've got video footage of him leaving the interview and looking for the student. And the two were recorded going into the teacher's lounge for 10 minutes before school. So cops are at the school. They talk to Mosco. He says, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Talk to the student. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Separately, those two meet in the teacher's lounge. A follow-up interview with the student's mother revealed that this teen had gone to Mosco's house for a weekend in the middle of January. I cannot imagine being a mother and allowing your kid to go hang out with a teacher. I mean, that's something that just never, ever happened when I was growing up. I mean, what? Wouldn't that be weird? Hey, I'm going to go over Mr. Mosco's house. However, the mom told the cops she only learned after the visit that Mr. Mosco's wife was not there. So after the visit, she realizes that her teenage daughter was with Mr. Mosco alone. Detectives use search warrants to seize the phones of both the teacher and the student, finding more evidence that they had spent time together at the home. They also found kiddie porn of the kid on Mosco's phone, all taken during school hours across 3 months in 2024, according to court records. In a second round of interviews, both Mosco and the student admitted to the weekend spent at his house, but they denied the accusations that they had sex. School records pulled by detectives show that the teacher and student both skipped school the Friday of that weekend. Mosco called out the night before the student, and the student had an unexcused absence. All right, so they're still denying this at this point. And that's where you leave it alone. Because if you're me at this point, outside of just reading the allegations, child one, and then reading the arrest counts against the guy, child sexually abusive material possession, two counts of that, count three, using a computer to commit a crime, maximum imprisonment of 4 years or more, but less than 10. Two charges of that. Now, that's all the charges right now. So at this point in time, if there isn't cooperation or there isn't like a smoking gun, who knows if they're really going to find out the truth? If they continue to deny and there's nothing to corroborate, they might be able to get away with this. But this is fucking ugly. And Paul Mosco, there's a Mrs. Mosco. I always want to be a fly on the wall when the other spouse gets wind that the husband is accused of having sex with a little girl. I mean, my God. David says that that area is a hard living area for sure. Yes, you're across a hard living line. Murder lover Linda says, Nick, do you ever bum darts from EZ? He says, no, I keep a hidden pack for him. Well, where are they hidden? God damn it. You weren't there yesterday. All right. So, yeah, now, if they don't interview Mrs. Mosco, you just have to wonder what it's like for Paul Mosco now with these charges looming over him. I wonder if there's ever been a pedophile there has to have had this happen where, like, let's say you're a person whose name happens to be Paul Mosco, and you know that you love children and you want to have sex with a child, but you don't actually do it. You commit no crime. Has this ever happened, do you think, in history, where a guy has been like, oh my God, I'm way into 13-year-old little girls, okay, but has never acted upon it and just lives a normal life, like fighting back that demon? Or do you think that everyone who does this eventually gives into it in one way, shape, or form? Like I'm saying, doesn't even collect kiddie porn or anything like that. Just kind of like keeps it at bay, like the way, like a person who knows he's a serial killer but doesn't do any killing, you know? They actually have control over this horrible, horribly sinister part of their brain. Oh, my God. And they're, like, aware of it. How, like, you know, Stu's a counselor, okay? And I want, you know, that would be, like, something that you'd hear when you're in a counseling session, you know? You're like, yeah, man, I really love kids. I haven't acted upon it, but... Oh, my God. Can you imagine having to deal with that on a regular basis? Talk to somebody who's telling you that they're into kids, but they haven't. Because, you know, they say it's like HIPAA laws, whatever they call it, and client privilege. I'd be like, yeah, oh, my God. Well, we're going to help get you through this. And as soon as the guy leaves, I'm going to call the cops. Say, yeah, this fucking asshole, you won't believe it. This. You got to get a trail on this guy. He's going to go rape some kids, you know? That's what I would do. Kind of like a Catholic priest, because I used to go to confession and I'd say all the crazy shit that I do when I was committing my sins. And, you know, and they're all stupid stuff. It's all centered around beating off. But, you know, there's got to be a point when the priest has heard somebody saying, yeah, I ate the asshole of a kid. He's got to call the cops, right? I mean, come on. Maybe the church is a bad example, because the priest might say, well, where's the kid? Get him in here. Let's see. Chris says, I think it's a rule you have to at least like them, but they don't make you act on it. Free beer, just kidding. Well, anyway, that is an ugly, ugly story. Still no Tofus today. I think he actually is so angry over everybody busting his balls yesterday. I saw him on my Reddit again calling people horrible names like a fucking child today and yesterday. Zoomair91 is here. That's a new name, so who knows who the hell that is. Therapists have to report that crap. Yeah, I don't know about that. Patrick says, I would turn on them too. I don't understand how lawyers can defend some of these people. No amount of money would be worth it to me. Yeah, that's a bad deal. Like when you have to defend the guy who does shit like this. I would be horrible at it. Cole says, I'm going to have to go to your Reddit and mess with Tofus. Yeah, he's all over the place. People are worried about him, kind of, you know. All right. Mr. T is avoiding a 3-day in a row asshole of the day winning streak. That would be wonderful. Cole says, I emailed you a video of Tofus yesterday, Zane, just in case you missed it. Thank you for the reminder. I did want to play that. And I think that this comes to us after the comment Tofus made when he said that he had fired a gun before. Let's check out this video that Cole sent just to pick on our boy Tofus.
The recoil bruised my shoulder. The brass shell casings disoriented me as they flew past my face. The smell of sulfur and destruction made me sick.
By the way, these are the words of a newspaper reporter. What he wrote after he wrote after he fired an AR-15.
The explosions, loud like a bomb, gave me a temporary case of PTSD. For at least
New York Daily News journalist firing an AR-15 gave me PTSD.
At least an hour after firing the gun just a few times, I was anxious and irritable. And it's such small.
And his name is Gersh Kuntzman.
Small portion.
Supposedly, that is what Tofus said after he fired a gun. I remember when I first started firing my handgun. It was uncomfortable at first. So I fired it many, many more times, and now it's awesome. I do the fucking Johnny Ringo thing and flipping it around like a motherfucker. I'll be rolling on the ground, shooting it. I'll get two guns and shoot them in the air like Yosemite Sam and shoot them into the ground and go flying into the sky. I got bandoleros. Woohoo! Ba-boom! Ba-boom! Aram says, it occurred to me that Tofus might be mistaking disintegrating bullets for what is actually buckshot. Now, you know, who knows? It was all retarded. That's all we need to know. He said something with authority like he knew what he was talking about. Then he said the exact opposite and said shortly after that he did not say that. That's what happened. It was fan-fucking-tastic. It's going to be a legendary moment that will probably be played as a best-of segment one day. Murder lover Linda says, I love shooting. Oops, that sounds bad with my new name. Aram says, best thing I've witnessed in a long time. Well, that's great, but it also makes me feel bad that there was nothing else interesting. It makes me feel like that was it. You know, I always take those compliments poorly. I'm always like, really? That was the best? I've been working my fucking ass off, and something that happened accidentally was my fucking best? Chris says, Linda, you need to change it to Murda. That's what EZ always calls it, LOL. Was Tofus the asshole of the day yesterday? Yes. Kennedy was just confirmed as the health secretary. RFK Jr. You know what's interesting about RFK Jr.? Is his, with you know, like from the neck down, he has the body of like a 25-year-old guy, and from the neck up, it's like his head looks about as good as his Uncle JFK's does right now. Like if you were to dig up JFK and get his head and hold it next to RFK's head, JFK's head with a hole in it and 50, 60 years of rot is better looking than RFK Jr. right now. That's how ugly RFK Jr. is. He is truly a butterface. From the neck down, he's just powerful, strong, looks great. Neck up, fucking disaster. And if he has to talk, that's another problem. Because didn't he get like throat AIDS or something like that? And it fucking ate away his vocal cords or some shit? He claims it's because he got a vaccine. Megan says, I was bummed to find out who his wife was. I liked her. Yeah, you see, you can't dislike someone just because they're married to someone who you don't agree with. He might be great, you guys. Yeah, I'm just encouraging you to have an open mind to keep your sanity. You have 3 years, 11 months. All right? I'm just encouraging you to keep this under wraps, subdued. Megan says, we all like you because we like Diana. You're going to regret saying that. That's something that Megan says that then, like, 30 seconds later, she's going to write, Oh, God, that was below me. I totally didn't mean to write that. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, I'm having an anxiety attack because I insulted you. Oh, my God, can we have a talk? Can we meet for coffee to discuss this? Can I write you a letter? Can I, oh my God, it's just wrecking my day. I don't know what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to go run around in the snow naked. Oh my God, this is terrible. Can you help me, please?
Branjo says, in my work, I'm very active with local government. I had to check out in national politics for now. I can't be super mad for the next 4 years. Exactly. Smile. Molly says, so easy. Are you going to say, quote, keep a positive mind in 3 years and 11 months when the orange cheetah was still in office 10 years later? So she's making the suggestion that when the presidency, when he is up, when he's, you know, his term ends, he will still be the president. Well, I don't know that, and I don't think anybody knows that. I guess what you're telling me is possible. I'll tell you this. If, after that period of time comes and goes, and he is still the president, but he's done an outstanding job, then I will decide whether or not that is a good idea or a bad idea. Now, that is what I would describe as a fantastic answer, because I can't see the future, people. Joe Martinez says, should we change your air conditioner? I think you mean charge or clean. Service your air conditioner. 15% increase coming. You're raising the price. Now that happens. That's all right. I'll just charge you 15% more for marketing. Megan sends me a text. I'm sorry for being annoying. And then she writes, it will happen again. And it's an image of a raccoon. I love those raccoons. Oh, my God. All right. There you go. I've got a couple more things I need to take care of, and then we have the asshole of the day. I need your nominations, please. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage reminds you, buy now, refinance later. Get in the home, start paying on the home, and then refinance it. 231-332-6505. Call Mario from anywhere in the U.S. 231-332-6505. Working hard for you to get you into your mortgage. From anywhere in the U.S., you can get started today. Special attention, putting your mind at ease for the first-time home buyer. Oh, my gosh. Yes, you're going to get into a home. You're going to do great. 231-332-6505. Get started today with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. How about the cannabis facility of choice for the Eric Zancho podcast audience member? Green Medicine Shop. Since October, they've become a recreational facility, 21 and up. Also remaining so, 18 plus with a med card. If you have a med card, you can get cannabis in Michigan. If you're 18 or older, everyone can get a med card. It's merely a formality. Go to thegreenmedicineshop.com. It's never too soon to start smoking cannabis. That is my slug line.
That's ridiculous. I don't smoke cannabis, but if you do, I mean, everybody does, it seems like. I bet you the guy that smashed into the fucking fire truck was smoking cannabis, which you should not do while you're driving. You should not drive high. TheGreenMedicineShop.com. They are in Greenville, Michigan. And they are open every day, Monday through Sunday, the whole week, 7 days, till 9 p.m. Cannabis sales end at 8:45. And you can check out their specials that they have when you go to their website, TheGreenMedicineShop.com. Please mention me to them and to all of my sponsors when you ever utilize them or call upon them, I should say, for what it is that I'm talking about on the show. That's how this show works. I appreciate you so much. Let's see. I'm going to tell you right now that Tofus is not going to be the asshole of the day today. He has done nothing wrong. He is he's hurt and upset because I think for his tough talk, he might be like a fragile flower. Excuse me, that was my throat betraying me there. Yeah, I think, you know, kind of a tough talker, but I think we can safely say, we can bust out that term snowflake. You know, one of those deals. I love him, but come on now. If you get butt hurt because everybody starts busting your balls because you fucking were talking out of your asshole, that's ridiculous. Paul Mosco, the accused local pedo, is your asshole of the day. Yeah, I just had kiddie porn on my phone, but we didn't do anything in our lost teacher-to-child weekend. Idiot. All right. That is my time, folks. Thank you, as always. You've been a marvelous audience. That continues to be a normal thing each and every day of this show. The 2 hours just fly by. I'll see you on Patreon, though. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up so you don't miss the Patreon bonus today and you don't miss Big Fraud Thursday. Sign up for free, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Do it right now. Don't fuck around with that shit. See ya.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.